Now we turn our attention to health and wellness, and today we take a look at pediatric food allergies and how much it impacts on yours and your child's quality of life. We've seen children, I think maybe our immune systems were a little bit stronger. Maybe we ate sort of less processed food many, many years ago. But these days, allergies as well as food allergies specifically are a reality for so many parents, and they'll have to deal with that. We'll be joined by a registered dietitian who is in the process of completing her master's degree through Stellenbosch University, and her research is actually based on food allergies as well as child and parent quality of life. Welcome to the show, Paige Moorman. Paige, a very good afternoon and welcome to the show. This is such a, it is such a vital thing to be discussing this afternoon, and I'll tell you why. Because when children turn around and say, for instance, "Dad, we're not allowed to bring peanut butter to school because other children, have allergies in terms of peanut butter, or we're not allowed to bring this to school or that to school." And even within the school environment, allergies need to be controlled. So exactly what is a food allergy?
All right. Yeah, thanks for the question. And definitely it's very relevant in today's society. So basically, a food allergy is an adverse immune response to a food allergen that normally wouldn't have a response. So for example, if you're not allergic to peanuts, you can happily eat peanuts and not have any reaction. It would just be normal consumption. But for a child with a food allergy, the consumption of that peanut and the allergy within that contained within that peanut will elicit an immune response. And we're not always necessarily sure why it happens, but basically your immune system mistakes the food as a threat. And so it amounts a massive immune response, and that can be displayed in many ways. Like, some children end up in severe anaphylaxis and have to go to hospital. Others may have gastrointestinal side effects. Some may have respiratory breathing troubles. Others may have skin issues like eczema and stuff like that. So there's a number of ways that it can present itself, and basically an adverse immune response to that allergy or that antigen rather. Yeah.
What would actually be the cause? Would it be a genetic thing, or would it be another cause? Because I think, if you look at children, they haven't been around that long to be sort of conditioned or preconditioned to certain things as an adult would be, for instance. And in an adult, it will present because maybe if you've had shellfish and it was a bad set of shellfish, you will then become sort of allergic to that. So what makes this actually present in children? Is it a biological thing, or is it a hereditary thing, or just whatever is present in the child's immune system at the time?
Yeah, so it can be a number of reasons, and it's not always possible to pinpoint them, but there definitely is a strong hereditary component. So if one parent has a food allergy, and if both parents have a food allergy, then there's a much stronger likelihood of their child having an allergy as well. It could have to do with the permeability of the gut when they were exposed to that allergen. It could do with the environment around them at the time. Was there a lot of stress, toxins in the environment as well? So it's not always easy to say this is exactly what caused it, but there are a number of ways around it, and ways to possibly consider when a food allergen develops. Even during pregnancy, the child could be exposed in utero to an allergen, and then their body then responds to it once they've been born, or as well while the mom is breastfeeding as well, they could also be exposed to an allergen as well.
Chatting this afternoon about food allergies, and specifically pediatric food allergies, and how this impacts on your life as a parent, because obviously you need to make certain definite changes around your life if your child is suffering from food allergies. If you have a child that's got severe allergies, or even any kind of questions in terms of allergies, you can give us a call on 021 446 0567 or on the WhatsApp line line on 0725671567. We're chatting this afternoon to Paige Moorman, principal investigator in this food allergy study. What are the most common food allergies? We've sort of eliminated one by saying peanut butter. I know the children, I know a lot of kids will tell you they're allergic to vegetables, but what are the most common ones?
So your most common ones are going to include milk, egg, shellfish, fish as well, tree nuts, peanuts, like we mentioned, wheat and soybean. But I must say something that we've been noticing in practice that's more and more common is something called cow's milk protein allergy. So it's not the same as being allergic just with the milk. It's more noticed in the little kiddies that haven't actually been exposed yet to milk because they've just been breastfed or they've been given formula. So that's also something we've been noticing as well.
I know there's been a big shift in terms of, previously when kids were small, they just used to basically get cow's milk. Mom used to take the milk from the fridge and put it into your bottle and you would just have to drink it, you know. But there's a big shift these days, especially towards soy milk in terms of infants, isn't there?
Yes. I think it's potentially a combination of the movement towards more plant-based products out there. There's a lot of families that are either vegetarian or vegan. And then also some moms just found that the soy-based formula is better tolerated with the baby's tummies. But that being said, soy is also one of your top allergens as well. So it seems to be each individual family that decides on a milk,
Chatting this afternoon to Paige Moorman, she's the principal investigator in a study of food allergies and especially pediatric food allergies. Paige, it's sometimes very difficult for a parent to sort of notice, especially with food allergies. You know, if a child has got a cough and a cold and a flu, you notice it immediately. But with a food allergy, it takes a little while to sort of really discover that this child is allergic. So what are the symptoms and how do you as a parent recognize that your child has a particular food allergy?
That's a bit of a difficult one to give a broad answer to because each allergen exposure, some could take a couple of hours, some could be immediate and they'll be struggling to breathe, their airways will close up. So it is quite difficult to say exactly what to look out for. But the most common time would be sort of when you start complementary feeding. So from 6 months when you start introducing solids, you would notice the new foods or the different foods that you introduce into your child. And if they do start to develop a rash or some breathing troubles or a more blocked nose, struggling with growth and stuff like that, they can note at their pediatrician, then there might be something that, we can have a look at and they can start testing to see if it is potentially a food allergy.
Can a child actually outgrow a food allergy later on in adulthood?
Yes, they can, and particularly if there's a large number of food allergies that the child has, then they do tend to start to outgrow them. There's no way we can say specifically one or the other, but as the immune system is continually through certain treatments exposed to the allergen, they can start to develop a better immune response, if I can say it like that, and they start to outgrow it then as well.
Chatting about pediatric food allergies this afternoon, if you have any comments or if you'd like to ask a question to Paige Moorman, you're welcome to give us a call on 0214460567 or on the WhatsApp line on 0725671567. Is an actual difference between an allergy or just plain and simple a food allergy and a difference between that and food intolerance?
Yes, so often there is a confusion, and especially in the public as well, with regards to whether you have a food allergy or food intolerance. So like you mentioned, your child might say they're allergic to vegetables, but it's not actually possible to have an allergy to a vegetable. It's actually a food allergy is looking at the protein in that particular food and your body's response to it or immune response. Whereas a food intolerance is there's an issue that your body has either digesting or absorbing that particular food product. So a good example would be milk. You could actually have either a food allergy to the protein itself, or on the other hand, the intolerance would actually be to lactose because you don't have sufficient lactase enzyme to digest that that milk correctly, and then you have an upset stomach or bloating, those kinds of things. So there are differences when it comes to a food allergy and a food intolerance.
Mm. And I think that's it, eh? Because I read a very comment about a tongue-in-cheek comment about people who are not even gluten intolerant, but they keep on buying gluten-free bread to eat every single day. So it's yes. Essential to actually know what you are allergic to and what is just a basic intolerance. How can one prevent these food allergies?
Prevention can be difficult to pinpoint, like I said, if we're not always 100% sure what the cause was. But something that parents would potentially want to do would be, all these top allergens we should rather avoid. But that's actually the opposite of what we should be doing. When it comes to complementary feeding and introducing solids, you actually do want to, from an early age, expose your child to these allergens, obviously not all at once, because it would be difficult to see which potential food caused a response, but continuous and early exposure to these foods can help prevent food allergies. And there's been some studies looking at breastfeeding as well that can potentially have a benefit in prevention as well.
Wow. You're a registered dietitian. You're in the process of completing your master's degree through Stellenbosch University. Tell us about your study and your research around this.
Yes, so I've actually been looking more at the quality of life with food allergies. Like we discussed, there's all these terrifying reactions that can happen that could lead your child into hospital, and that's very stressful for a parent. And even though it might only happen once in their lifetime, you constantly have to be checking your food labels. Your son or your kids, they can't bring peanut butter to school, and what if someone accidentally does? They can't go to birthday parties without double checking all the food there. You can't go out to a restaurant without seeing what's happening. So the quality of life is greatly impacted for not just the child, but the parents as well. And there's a large amount of stress placed on the family financially as well, with regards to doctor's appointments, specialized food, medications. So that's what my study is looking into. And there has been a few studies overseas on this topic. But in South Africa, we have such a diverse environment in terms of income, food accessibility to medical care, and so there's not actually a lot of research into food allergies in general in South Africa at the moment.
Mm. It's a difficult thing when you talk about access to food, and especially in marginalized communities where people don't have the money to purchase the healthier options for their children, or purchase the options that are not making their children sick and, that they're not intolerant to. So it becomes a massive problem. How can people actually contribute to your study? Is there a survey or something that people can take and contribute and enable you to sort of broaden your scope within your study?
So basically, we're busy conducting a survey at the moment and using specific tools to help measure the quality of life in these children and families. So as far as I'm aware, it will be published on the website with a link to the questionnaire. Alternatively, they can also contact me as well, and I can forward the information or the questionnaire itself to the families.
Chatting to Paige Moorman there. She's the principal investigator in the food allergy study. Thank you so much for your time on a Friday afternoon. And if your child has food allergies, and how have you coped with that, and how has this impacted on the quality of your life?